So guys, two key takeaways here, two words, bioavailability, bioactive, right? That's what separates our products from everybody else's products. And so when you do see someone who says, hey, what about these products? And what about these ingredients? It looks very much like yours. You have to understand, no, that's not the case. I doubt that this company or that company has put this much time and energy and resources into making sure that all of their ingredients are highly bioavailable, how their dosages are highly bioactive. So that's how you know how quality.
You guys gotta eat? What the heck? You hear a fire that I didn't hear?
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Can I jump in for a second?
Okay.
Just 20 seconds.
Okay.
It's just a visual, and we've talked a lot, so much of what he does, I agree. But I'm gonna show you an example of quality and potency. There's minerals in that, right? There's also minerals in this rosemary. Which one do you think your body's going to get the most benefit from? Does anyone want to swallow the rock? Would anyone like to smell the rosemary?
Who wants to eat it?
There's some of the differences.
Stop and smell the rosemary.
Stop and smell the rosemary. That's very biblical.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. That was a fantastic example. You do not have to eat that, Corky. Don't feel like... Jeez, oh, peace, Richard. Okay, anyway... Steve,
I think there's something behind his ear.
Yeah, I'm worried, what else is he going to pull out? And also, this parrot. There's minerals in this parrot.
Strikes again.
Yeah, in this chick. Yeah, exactly. So, Steve, I know that a lot of times or many times you have categorized... Sorry. Longevity over the years, we have evolved from 17 years ago where we had... Dr. Wallach's products, and they were nutritional products, and now we have so much more. And you talked about longevity being a lifestyle company. And you also associated longevity with references as like an Amazon, right? Can you kind of explain that terminology? Why have you used longevity as now becoming a lifestyle company? And some of the things that we do operationally and through our vision is very much like Amazon.
Sure. So the only relatedness to Amazon is that we have a variety of products, and we want to be there for you at many aspects of your life with great products. You can also see similarities to Apple. And so Apple used to be Apple computers, right? And they only made wooden keyboards with a little computer chip, not even a screen. If they still made just that, you wouldn't hear about Apple computers anymore. They would be long gone, or nobody would care about them. Today, their whole goal is, as Apple, is to touch your life in a positive way in many aspects, many touch points, and they're not done yet. And I did not used to be a Mac fan, and so I now shamefully say that I probably am. And so, I used to be addicted to my BlackBerry. I ridiculed the first Apple iPhones, believe me. And so, today, I couldn't imagine living without at least one Apple product, and my wife is full on Mac, and so, it's...
Michelle made me do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, she did, but, it's the positive testimonial of somebody you trust that led me to also have a positive experience with Apple and Mac products and an Apple iPhone and so forth, and so for us, it's much more like that, in that... We want to have a positive impact. Longevity wants to have a positive impact on many aspects of your life. We understand and have understood from day one that it's not all about you only are excited about one product in your life, or that you can only be excited about one product in your life per one company. That's silly. It makes no sense. And so with that sort of foolishness off to the side, we want to create positive products, healthy, wholesome products that provide benefit to absolutely everybody. And our goal is to reach as many people as possible, and as long as all roads lead back to 90 for life, and that we know we're getting the 90 essential nutrients to absolutely everybody. And if it enters the longevity system, if that person enters the longevity system through a scrapbooking interest, a storybooking interest, an essential oil interest, a healthy mineral makeup interest, fantastic. Why not? And they're great products, and people have passion towards those products. And if we can provide the greatest products to you, and that's your interest, then fantastic. And that's our goal. And so, you know, hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah.
But, you know, our goal is to reach you. I was thinking today, you know, some people, for instance, during the announcements of the electricity, may have been saying, well, how does that relate back to longevity? You know, I get that question, not necessarily related to green energy, but renewable energy. But I get that question, how do storybooks relate back to 90 for life? Well, the simple reality is that it is the community. We're building a community of people with like-minded interests. And if you take that like-minded interest away from just essential fatty acids or just calcium products or just selenium, but take that out to wholesome products that lead to people being involved in our community that need the 90 essential nutrients, then it all makes sense. Then it becomes clear. And so it's the same with the renewable energy sources. If you remember Dr. Wallach's story, going back to even before I was born, his early career was in conservation, environment, conservation, essentially. And so, you know, his whole early goal was animal welfare and saving the planet. And so green energy and renewable energy sources, regardless of your belief, as Matt was talking about, around the climate, renewable energy is great, being a great steward of our planet and limited resources, not limitless resources, is simply responsible. And so that's how it ties back. That's mm-hmm. how it all fits together. And so you'll see other product areas and categories plug into our longevity system over time as well.
Perfect.